presents Headscarves and Hymens, Why the Middle East Needs a Sexual Revolution by Mona El-Tahawi. Read for you by the author.
To the girls of the Middle East and North Africa, be immodest, rebel, disobey, and know you deserve to be free. Write with your eyes like painters, with your ears like musicians, with your feet like dancers. You are the truth-sayer with quill and torch. Write with your tongues of fire. Don't let the pen banish you from yourself. Don't let the ink coagulate in your pens. Don't let the censor snuff out the spark, nor the gags muffle your voice. Put your shit on the paper. We are not reconciled to the oppressors who wet their howl on our grief. We are not reconciled. Gloria Anzaldúa, Speaking in Tongues, A Letter to Third World Women Writers. Why They Hate Us. In Distant View of a Minaret, the late and much neglected Egyptian writer Alifa Refat begins her short story with a woman so unmoved during sex with her husband that as he focuses solely on his pleasure, she notices a spiderweb she must sweep off the ceiling and has time to ruminate on her husband's repeated refusal to prolong intercourse until she climaxes, as though purposely to deprive her. Just before her husband reaches orgasm, the call to prayer interrupts their intercourse and he rolls over. After washing up, she loses herself in prayer and looks out.